This podcast is sponsored by Stoney's Bar and Grill Cirencester. Get the Christmas party started at Stoney's, with tables available for up to 50 people, or buffets for up to 70 people. Hurry and book yours now before they all go by calling 01285 642 006 or visiting www.stonies.co. Let the festivities begin!
Warning. This presentation may contain adult swear words such as It may also contain actions of an adult nature, such as my in the ass, all over my and my big. Thank you.
This is it. I have entered the world of men. All I need is some beef jerky and somewhere to spit.
It's time for the all-new Pancast Show.
Nom 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 nom, nom 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 nom.
With your hosts, Neil!
Jesus, this is a minefield.
Pavo!
I'm Flemmy.
Kelly!
You're going to twat a geezer.
So let's start today with letting us entertain you here on the Pancast Show. Now, first off, I'd like to remind you all as well that you can contact us via Twitter, Facebook, other things, even email us at pancast@live.com. Do you know what? We may even accept a carrier pigeon.
Jen, where's the soap?
It does, doesn't it?
The Pancast Show.
Hey.
Oh, hello, everybody.
God, how are you?
Yeah, it's very British, isn't it? Ooh, saucy.
Anyway.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Pancast Show. Hello, everybody watching.
Bing.
And hello, Pav. You all right, Pav?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, I'm feeling a lot better. I'm not coughing as much now.
Good.
And things are looking up.
Your lungs are feeling fine.
They're feeling all right, which they should do, really, because I had a week off without singing. So, although when I was the last gig I had was so much fun.
Let's talk about that. Hello, Kelly.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Good. Lovely to see you again.
So the last gig that I had before I had my week off of singing, happened to be for this lovely lady opposite. And what the best thing was that she came in, because it was a surprise party. You didn't know anything about
nothing.
And I will say she looked absolutely gorgeous, as like Marilyn Monroe,
Marilyn
with the
Monroe,
white flowing dress. And I did think, we've had this little ruse over the last month or so when you've been in, we've had a bit of practice singing, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
Because she was under the impression that I've got a Christmas do coming up, and the person that I was going to be doing this duet with unfortunately lived away. I couldn't get hold of her, so I asked Kelly if she'd come and practice. I've had the time of my life with me.
And did it go well? The practice, that is?
The practice did, yeah.
We've been having loads of fun, haven't we? Because we've
loads of fun.
We've been trying to find as many different duets that we had a little practice of I've had the time of your life, and then we were doing loads of different other duets.
That was a giggle.
So we were doing Elton John and Kiki D, and what else did we do?
We did Tom Jones and
I really balls that one up, didn't I?
I like that song though. That was really cool.
Cold outside.
Yeah,
that's
because I always thought, well, all he says in that is baby is cold outside. So I thought, I got nothing to do in that. And then when we started doing it, I completely balls it up because there's so much more that. Yeah.
What,
Tom Jones
really?
Does.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a verse more or less, isn't it?
Yes. So I thought that'd be a good one to do. So I would like to introduce to say now that we will have an album coming out.
Yes, we will.
We had like
duets.
A list of, like,
did you record it?
No, we didn't, no. But I do think that there was a few duets. Endless Love we did,
yeah,
which really
nice.
Worked really well.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Because I'll tell you, Kelly's got some pipes on her.
So with this, we're looking at songs for the anniversary show coming up then.
Well, we've got to do I've Had the Time of My Life, because we've got a whole thing that we think we can do.
The lift.
Lift. Throwing her off stage and stuff like that.
Throwing her off stage.
So when she saw me, I thought, well, it's going to give it away.
Because I walked into a room and it was full of people that I didn't know would be there.
No. And you saw me and you saw, like this.
Yeah. And so I still didn't think.
And I started singing and I thought, well, she's going to know. She's going to know that's what it was all about. And so I sang Silver Lady, the David Soul song, because that was what was number one the day that Kelly was born. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I thought, well, then she's going to know. She's going to know now. And then I thought, well, I don't want her to be too pissed. I don't want to be too pissed. I said, told her the whole story and then got her up and we sang the song together. Didn't we? And I think it worked really well.
It was all right, yeah.
Yeah, it's really dark up on that stage, though, isn't it? There was no lights. So
It was fantastic. I loved it.
It was so much fun.
Just, thank you for making it extra special. Oh, I didn't. You guys came along as well.
We all sat on the sofas and had a nice chat, didn't we? And it was lovely because you were all wrapped around me and stuff. until Irish Rover came up and you were gone. Shit in the shovel. Boom, you were gone. And
that's
Sam.
That's an expression I haven't heard in a long time. Shit off a shovel.
Shit off a shovel. And then, because that's when we left, wasn't it? I thought, I looked in and you were having so much fun. I thought, I'm not going to go and break it up by saying bye bye. Because you were having so much fun.
You really were. Is that your favourite song?
No, but I do like Irish songs.
When you're drunk and you've had a few to drink.
No, I don't have to be drunk to dance around like that.
It was the way both you and Sam, as soon as you heard it, you both went, Irish Rover! And you just dropped everything and just boom, you were gone.
Irish Rover.
Did you take the Tom Hardy cut home?
They are at home.
Are they?
They were yours? They weren't just hired?
Yes, no, the whole lot belonged. Yeah, it was all bought. Yeah.
It was good.
It's a lot of candy.
There was a lot of candy.
I was buzzing off my tits.
I think everybody was. Because there was no food. It was just sweets.
Yeah.
And popcorn.
Yeah.
But well done to Sam.
For arranging
it. And Kelly as well. Yeah,
absolutely.
It was fabulous.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was.
Thank you.
It was. Right. I've got to try and find the jingle.
But we were quickly going to say something before you do this.
I've got them.
Heart-shaped boobs.
Yes. A couple of weeks... No, was it the last time Kelly was in?
Yeah, we were doing the... Yeah.
We had one of the Life is Shit stories, I think it was, wasn't it? That one of the crazes in Japan, I think it was, are these heart-shaped boob selfies. So...
We challenged anybody.
Anybody.
Because we're open to anybody.
Male, female.
To send in a heart-shaped
cow,
boob
pig.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't tell my boobs.
But what you do is you make a heart shape like you do with your hands, but around your boob. That's what you do, and then take a photo.
No, it doesn't have to be nipple.
No, but we're not being Weinstein-y about it.
No,
we just thought it would be a lot of fun. I mean, maybe we should follow suit and do our own first.
Yeah, well,
so Kelly, whenever you're ready.
Right, okay. Loz, who's watching, she can come back in and do that one.
There you go, Loz.
Yeah, we'll
do that one. So that was that. So now we're going to do...
Yes. We're going to do that.
Life is shit. I got two stories this
week. Two stories. Go for it, pal.
And I spent all dinner time trying to find some witty titles for it, and I thought, bollocks, I can't be bothered.
So that's the witty title for it. Bollocks.
Bollocks, I can't be bothered. Theguardian.com. Neuroscientists in Cambridge have trained sheep to recognise famous faces.
Really?
Yes, really. They have worked on the face recognition skills of a Welsh mountain breed that belongs to a university flock. Having trained the animals on mugshots of four famous faces. British TV presenter Fiona Bruce.
Right.
I wouldn't know who she was.
She does Antiques Roadshow as well.
Oh, right, okay.
Very classy lady.
Okay, if you say so. Actress Emma Watson.
Yeah, Hermione.
Jake Gyllenhaal. And former US President Barack Obama.
Hey.
Is that really true?
But yeah, I say
how do they recognise them? Do they say to the sheep, "Go and find me Emma Watson," and the sheep would go, "Murr."
No, what they do is they put a picture up of the said person, and then a picture up of someone else, and basically, the video that went with it, the sheep waddles up, looks at one, looks at another, looks at the other one, and then takes some food from the one that it recognises. Anyway, okay. Scientists find that sheep could distinguish the celebrities from unfamiliar faces with an accuracy comparable to that of humans. When presented with headshots of people looking straight on, the sheep recognised the celebrity 80% of the time, a figure that dropped to 67% when the person had their head tilted to one side.
Okay.
There you go. The research is not as frivolous as it sounds. In 2006, neuroscientist Richard Fall and geneticist Russell Snell at Auckland University created sheep with a mutation that causes Huntington's disease. That's nice.
What's
isn't
Huntington's
it?
Disease?
It's just a horrible disorder that breaks all the muscles.
Morton has now imported some of the animals and hopes to add face recognition to a battery of tests that will monitor their behaviour and the effectiveness of new drugs to treat the condition.
Right, so it has a little bit of a point too.
So there, it's not just like, what was it, Willy the Octopus that was teaching... working out who was going to win the World Cup.
Yeah, then the whole thing was, I thought they would leave sheep just everywhere, like around the streets, just mooching around. And if a crime happens, it would be cheaper than CCTV, you see. They just go to the sheep where the crime is, do the line out, and the sheep would go, murr, 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 murr.
Oh, they go, see it. They go, bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
Exactly.
Thank you. I got bad twice.
Do it again.
Right.
Okay. And the last one is at skynews.com. A concerned pensioner in Germany alerted police to what he thought was an unexploded World War II bomb found in his back garden.
Wow. Oh.
Officers were called to the property in Britain, southwest of German city of Karlsruhe. Is that right?
Karlsruhe.
Karlsruhe. Yeah.
Karlsruhe.
Instead, they found the 81-year-old's discovery was a particularly large courgette.
Really?
Yeah. And there's a picture of it.
Large courgette,
it's a
then.
Big black thing, but I'm telling you, it was a big black courgette.
Big black courgette. Wow.
I think that wasn't that a hit by Prince?
Big black, yeah.
Big black courgette.
Black courgette.
Something like that. Okay, should we do this now? God, we're motoring through it.
Yeah.
It's time for the all-new... Pancat Show. Top 10.
Ooh.
10.
The Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Nicole Kidman, Colin Farrell, directed by the guy that did The Lobster.
Now, this is supposed to be very, very good, but supposed to be very, very disturbing.
It is. I want to see it. I watched his...
You say that on every movie, every week, and you never go to the bastard cinema.
Right, let me tell you something, Mr. Fancy Pants.
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Too much time to go to the cinema.
The Killing of a Sacred Deer would never come to Swindon, would never come to Cheltenham. I'd have to drive probably to... London to go and see it. So don't give me that shite, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Nine.
I'll watch it on fucking streaming. All right.
Oh, Pokemon.
Oh,
the movie. Oh, that's an event cinema. Pokemon event cinema.
Yeah, Pokemon the movie. I chose you.
Really?
Okay. An event? What? Wow.
I don't know. Okay.
Eight.
Blade Runner 2049.
Fantastic.
Not seen this rubbish.
You're not into
it's
this.
It's just crap.
Don't give me that.
it's fantastic.
I should imagine it is. No, it probably is fantastic.
Yeah, I miss his thoughts.
It's all right.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Seven.
My Little Pony.
My Little Pony. No words. It's a cartoon.
Yeah.
It's for kids. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
I've not seen it. I may look like a brony, but I've not seen it.
No. A what?
A brony.
What's a brony?
Brony are like the fans of My Little Ponies, aren't they? But the men. I think they're men. Or might be all adult fans of My Little Pony.
To me. What do they do?
I don't know.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole movement. Bronies. They are adults that love My Little Pony.
I have never heard of this.
You are kidding me.
Is it a sexual thing?
I think it can be. But it is like it's people our age, people older, people slightly younger.
Well, I don't like
to
judge.
They're not kids, but that they are massive, massive fans of My Little Pony.
I don't like to judge and categorise, but why? Why?
Because they do.
My Little Pony. No,
Get up and grow up.
Let me just go back a little bit. I said that my wife thought...
it's all right.
...for Blade Runner. She hasn't seen it. I went and saw it on my own. I don't know why I posted
you
that.
You lie! Like a cheap Chinese watch.
I lie again. Next.
Six. The Lego Ninjago movie.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
Don't say you want to see it.
No, I'll watch it, but not at the cinema.
Okay.
Five.
The Death of Stalin.
Again, you want to see
I want to see
I'd
this.
Like to see this. Yeah,
and we actually got to talk to Paul Shehadi last night, who's in this country, who is actually in Death of Stalin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
But
Five.
Oh, sorry.
But it's all right, it's all right. But again, it's a film that's not really showing around here anymore, or if it is, it's on very strange times.
Yeah, they have one showing at midday.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Ridiculous!
Five.
I never knew this one was
We've
out.
Done five.
Jigsaw. No, we haven't.
It's four.
It's four. Four. Four.
Four.
Four.
Jigsaw.
Jigsaw, yes.
Well, is it the eighth, I think, film?
Might be the seventh.
Seventh or eighth.
But I think they're bringing them out every year again. They're going to do another trilogy.
It's done quite well.
Saw movies. You a fan of Saw?
I do like them, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do like them.
But the critics have actually said it's better than the last few that have been. It's sort of refound its feet again.
Nothing's going to touch the first one. I will say the first one is an absolute classic.
Oh. Three!
Chilly, A Bad Mum's Christmas.
Bit too early for me, this one.
I'm going to see it tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah, it's mainly because of the fact there is nothing else to see at the cinema, so I think we may be going to see it tomorrow.
Have you watched Bad Mums?
I've seen the last 10 minutes and I thought it was crap.
Do you know, I was pleasantly surprised when I watched Bad Mums.
Really?
It actually made me laugh through it. It wasn't, I didn't think it was awful or anything, but I still think that's a bit early for a Christmas film.
No, isn't it? It can never be too early for Christmas.
It could.
Is that three?
Yeah.
Two.
Thor Ragnarok.
Well, I really enjoyed it. Pav hated it.
I didn't hate it.
He hated it.
I didn't hate it.
Did you hate it?
No, I didn't hate it. I think I need to go and see it again.
I think it's the funniest, and I'll say this over Guardians, I think it's the funniest.
That's rubbish.
No, the funniest Marvel film.
No.
Properly gave me belly laughs.
No.
Taika Waititi.
And his three monkeys.
Directed it, and I love all his films, and I think he's bought a... I think he's brought a lovely sensibility to Marvel.
Maybe.
And I like it.
I miss his thoughts.
It's all right.
It's all right. I thought it was okay. I need to see it again because I think I might enjoy it the second time. I just was looking forward to it too much.
Right. You hated it.
Two.
One.
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 Murder on the Orient Express.
Okay.
Why aren't you going to see this then?
Well, my wife went to see it last week and she thought...
It's all right.
Oh my golly.
She really enjoyed it. She gave it 4 out of 5.
Wow. Go and see it then.
She really enjoyed it.
You go and see it.
I don't know whether I really want to see it.
I'd like to watch it.
Well, go and watch it then.
No.
When are we going to do our... We said that we'd do like a monthly go to the cinema.
I think that's a good idea. I think we should maybe... We need to do that. We need to do a...
Can we wait till after Christmas? Maybe after Christmas. Get Christmas out.
Well, you want to see that Peter Rabbit one, don't you?
Oh, it just looks lovely.
Really?
Yeah, I'd like to take Bonnie Rose to go and see.
Okay, I thought you were going to take us. And...
Okay.
It'd be awkward when I'm sat there eating my rabbit stew.
I quite like rabbit stew.
So do I. I love rabbit stew. Nice, fluffy bunny tails.
I told Bonnie Rose
and...
the other day that she had a rabbit and she was quite perturbed.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she cried.
Still... I need your time!
Is that what she said?
Afterwards, yeah.
Aww. Right, yeah, I think we do need to... I think it'd be a good idea to do that.
We'll have a cinema trip. Yeah, because it's not long till Christmas now, so... Maybe.
6 weeks.
Just get that out of the way and then, yeah, I think we're starting the new year.
Okay.
A new year trip to the cinema. Let's have a bit of this one song for you, yeah. Pav, get your dancing shoes
okay.
on.
The year this week is...
2013. Well, that was loud, wasn't it? 2013.
Yes.
4 years ago.
So, 4 years ago.
What do you think the most watched TV programme of 2013 was? Bearing in mind that viewing figures really are low now.
It's got to be something like, I'm a Celebrity.
No.
That's not nice.
No. The London, New York, New Year firework display.
Really?
Was the highest viewed programme.
Does it say by how many?
13.7 million people watched that.
See, that's mad.
That.
So when we were doing ones from like the 80s and the 70s, we're talking 30 million people watching a programme. We're dipped right down to 13 now in a country of 70 million. Shows how much choice there is out there.
Yeah, Walking Dead's first episode this season got 14 million viewers.
Just in the UK?
No, in the US.
Right.
But it just sort of compares something like that at this time, and that's the top one for... Well, I think it's only 4 years ago, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm totally lost on anything that happens in like in a span of like 6 or 7 years.
So what do you think the top film of 2013 was?
Top film?
Yeah.
2013.
I'll give you a clue. It's a kids' film. Not I mean, it is a kids' film. Lego, enjoyed Lego by. Movie. You gonna have a guess, Pav?
The Avengers.
No, it was Frozen.
Oh, of course it was.
Yeah, $1.276 billion.
Michelle saying goodbye.
Bye, Michelle.
Who are the Premiership champions of 12 to 13?
2013. Was it Man United?
It was, yeah. Kelly, yes.
Well done, Kels.
Yeah. Well done. I didn't know you were into football.
I'm not. I was just a guess.
2013, we lost quite a few famous people.
Did we?
Yeah.
That's careless.
Paul Walker.
No, 2016 was the bad one, wasn't it?
That's terrible.
That was awful.
Yeah. James Gandolfini.
Oh, James Gandolfini.
The Sopranos. The main bloke, yeah. Peter O'Toole.
Peter No-Tool.
Spitting in his sketch. Richard Griffiths.
Oh, yeah. Dursley.
It was. Ah, David Coleman.
Was that it?
Yeah,
was it?
Yeah, do your David Coleman.
No, I can't do it as good as that. David Coleman. I thought he died ages ago.
No, 2013 he died.
Wow.
Tom Clancy.
Didn't even realise he was dead.
Well, you do now. Mel Smith.
Mel Smith.
I was always a bit shocked when I saw him on Celebrity Mastermind.
Okay.
He looked still like Mel Smith, but he had this problem talking. So when he was talking, he breathed really funny. So he was making this odd noise, kept going, like on the Mastermind. Not snoring, but weird noise. And I thought, he's coming across very ill. Very ill.
That sounds like you when you're sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I would know that.
He does.
That really gets... When we were on the plane and you used to snore, that's how I'm going by.
Yeah, this one, yeah. He fidgets, I snore. Just saying.
We're digging ourselves in a big...
It's totally innocent, isn't it? We always keep our pyjamas on. Richard Briers.
Oh.
Paul Shane.
Oh, my baby.
Oh, we should play that one, show,
we need to get
we?
That. Yeah, Paul
Lewis
Shane.
Lewis Collins.
Now, he was somebody who should have been a bigger star than he was.
Yeah, he always looked so cool, didn't he? He always did. Sir David Frost.
Hello. Good evening.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Lou Reed.
Hello. Good evening and welcome.
Nelson Mandela.
Oh, hello.
Oh, that's a good
that's
one.
Not bad,
that's
is it?
All right, did I get?
Oh, hello.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I'm like Nelson Mandela.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, that's a good one. And Margaret Thatcher.
Oh. I can't like that. But... that was good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do a Margaret Thatcher.
I can't remember what she sounds like.
Hello!
Bruce is back! Yeah.
Ain't gonna happen. I can't force it out.
You can't force a Maggie out.
So we go, wah.
It's that sheep again. Recognises famous people. So we go into January 2013.
January.
Mark Cahill, a 51-year-old former pub landlord from West Yorkshire, becomes the first person in the UK to receive a hand transplant.
Oh, I wonder what he was going to say then.
Charlie.
Yeah.
So what? Okay.
I don't know how it didn't. I didn't read too much into it, but a hand transplant.
That's crazy.
So the BBC issues.
Do you think there'll ever be a time when they'll. When they'll transplant heads.
They already are.
They've already done that.
Yeah, they're working on it now. Yeah. There's a guy, a neurosurgeon, who thinks he knows how to do it. We spoke about it on the show because I got a little bit confused.
So what do they do then? They transplant the head on a new body, or are you transplanting a body to a head?
Well, either way, I don't know.
It doesn't matter, does it? It would have to be
a head onto a body, because wouldn't it? Because if you got sliced, you know, decapitated, you're not going to go, oh, I want to save me body, get me a new head, are you?
Well, no, but as I'm saying, say you got
but
shot in the head.
How do you have to do that? Because that's...
And it would have to be pretty instant, I think, to do anything. You couldn't...
You've got to save the whole spinal cord and everything.
I think there was somebody who had their head partially severed, but he didn't die.
No, there's a guy, a top neurosurgeon, who reckons it's going to be feasible at some stage.
Okay.
But you can reconnect it.
Creepy. That's Frankenstein, isn't it?
It is. But what if they put the wrong head on the wrong body?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like a man on a woman's body.
I was just thinking that. That was just going through my head there.
Oh. Or just the fact that, well, yeah. I mean,
you'd never get away from the mirror.
It's going to be weird enough that if you looked at yourself and you thought, well, that's not my hand.
But would you?
But if you were...
Yeah, exactly.
This is like, sound awful.
Like, so it's not your hand, is it?
No. Imagine you're a nighttime entertainment. It's going to be somebody new.
What do you mean?
When you jack off.
Exactly. So it's
not
you.
Feel
it's
like
not
another person.
It?
It's not you
what
actually
it?
Masturbating. It's somebody else's yeah. hand that's giving you a hand job. Yeah. So then you'd want it to be a woman's hand, surely. Otherwise, another man is wanking
you
off.
Yeah, but if you've got a woman's hand, you're obviously going to have a woman's body. You've got nothing to...
You have a woman's hand.
You're not going to be able to jack off, are you, in the right way?
Well, of course you will.
No, because you'd have a woman's body if you had a woman's hand.
You wouldn't have a
hand. No, but if you were that guy that you just talked about that's had a hand transplant...
Well, what if it wasn't his hand? What if it was a woman's hand?
That's what I'm saying. If he's thinking himself in, I've got 5 minutes here.
Imagine
if
they put it around the wrong way. Oh, shit!
My strong anyway. Yeah.
Right, moving on. We're still in January. We're going to be here a long time. It might take a year. The BBC issues an immediate apology after its digital channel CBeebies airs an episode of The Tweenies from 2001 in which one of the main characters named Max dresses as Jimmy Savile to present a chart show.
Really?
Yeah. I remember this.
Oh, times have changed.
I know. Do you remember that episode?
I do. Yeah. Yeah.
See, he's another guy that never used to masturbate with his own hand.
That's cruel.
I don't find that funny.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You've gone
back,
from there.
Issue a proper
to the
apology.
Bottom of my shoe.
I apologise for that. I was quite chuffed for that. I apologise for
quick.
That.
It was very quick.
Carry on.
February, Oscar Pistorius, a South African amputee sprinter, is charged.
God.
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah, one person's had a full body, load of body parts since
yeah,
he started.
Yeah, he's charged with the murder of Reeve Steinkamp.
Yeah.
Mm.
I remember watching the court case for
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And Jennifer Lawrence tripped on her way to the stage to receive her Oscar. Do you remember that?
She's done that more than once.
I know. She admits it, doesn't she? She's always tumbling.
She's a stumble bum.
Stumble bum. That's Jennifer a good Lawrence. Word. I like stumble bum. Wasn't it a song by Blur?
Sorry, Tom. I apologise.
Did you see what he said, though?
You've been...
Bad Tom.
Yeah. March. The BBC Television Centre is closed and all the BBC services moved to the Broadcasting House. So, it's gone. I didn't realise it had gone.
They all moved to Salford, didn't they?
No, because they've still got somewhere,
yeah,
Broadcasting
but they,
House.
Majority somewhere. Of them moved to Manchester.
Yeah.
So
Manchester.
Right, here we go. Manchester.
Manchester.
Right. Cardinal Jorge Mario Borgarello is elected the new Pope, taking over the paper name Pope Francis.
Okay.
Did you know that? You're a practicing Catholic.
Yeah, I am. I'm the poster boy for the Catholic yeah. Church.
You don't believe in Johnnies. Right, April.
Truth. What?
The Cox.
The Cox?
Of Oxford University rowing team apologises for repeatedly using the F word during the university boat race, which was aired on live TV.
Wow.
That's naughty boy.
Exactly. You wouldn't have that on anything live, would you, saying words like that?
It's words you can't say on the BBC daytime.
It's words you can't say anywhere.
No. Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. Charts at number 10 after opponents of Margaret Thatcher buy the song in quantity following her death.
Assholes.
And April, the Pancast Empire started.
Oh, my God, yeah. April 2013. What a magical time.
May 2013, Sir Alex Ferguson, the most successful manager in English football, announces his retirement
Yay.
From Manchester United after 27 years in charge.
Oh, God.
You love him, don't you?
Moving on.
Bill Gates took over. No, he didn't. What? Bill Gates regains the top position of the world's richest man with a $72.7 billion fortune after losing the position in 2008.
I bet he was gutted.
$72.7 billion. That's enough to give everybody in the world $1 million, right? Plus, he'd still be a billionaire.
Yeah.
What a wanker.
Well, why doesn't he do it then? Look, Bill, get your credit card out and Do that thing for a dollar.
Yeah. Come and support us on Patreon for a dollar.
Yeah, for $1 million.
To be fair, though, he does do a lot.
He gives a lot
to charity.
Well, yeah. He isn't giving me a
bit. Yeah, but he wouldn't be able to give everybody a billion, would he?
A million. Isn't there only like seven?
There's 7 billion people in the world.
7 billion, yeah. Right? So there's 7 billion people. He's got $72.7 billion.
Right. So if he gave everyone a million dollars. No, if he gave everyone a dollar, then that would be $7 billion. So he wouldn't be able to give everybody a million, would he?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's 1,000 million is a billion.
Yeah. No, 100 million is a billion.
No, 1,000 million is a billion.
Yeah, of course he could.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could, Puff.
You're making me doubt myself. Come on, Carol Vorderman, explain yourself.
No, well, you have 7 billion people.
Yeah.
7 billion times one, as in $1, is $7 billion, surely.
No, it's not. It's what makes it up to that billion.
Yeah, that's right, but there's 70.
Right, so you could give everybody in the world $10.
I thought you could give everyone $1 million the way I was working it out.
No.
And still be a millionaire.
Because then that would be 7 billion million,
answer
wouldn't it?
Answer on a postcard, please.
Yeah, let's scrap that.
It's only a fucking name.
Isn't it? Surely, yeah. If you've got 10 people and you give everyone a dollar, you're giving away $10.
Yeah.
If you have 7 billion people and you give everybody a dollar, you're giving away $7 billion.
Yeah, that's right.
So
yeah,
if you give everybody $10.
Yeah. Sorry.
So poor old fucking Bill Gates is now on his ass.
That's all right. He's still making
He's like
billion.
$700 billion in debt because you've given everybody $1 million of his.
Good. Then he know how we feel.
My friend Bobby just said, Bobby, you know Bobby?
Hey, Bobby.
He said, if I had a dollar, for every time I had a dollar, I wouldn't ever need a dollar.
There you go, see?
Is that a song?
That makes sense.
I need a dollar, dollar's all I need. June, members of the House of Lords voted in favour of the marriage bill, paving the way for gay marriage in the UK.
Oh, you were so happy about that.
We were, weren't we?
Yes.
Oh. The Series 7 finale of Britain's Got Talent was disrupted when a woman ran on stage and threw eggs at the judges.
Oh, she didn't remember that.
Did you get away with it, did you, Kelly?
I did, yeah.
I just thought...
She got in front of Simon Cowell and she went, part-time fucking boxer! Yeah. Chuck a load of eggs at him.
July, Andy Murray wins the men's single championship at Wimbledon, Novak Djokovic of Serbia in straight sets.
Well done, Andy.
Murray became the first British man to win Wimbledon since Fred Perry in 1936. Do you reckon in like 40, 50 years' time they'll have Murray shirts? Like
probably.
Fred Perry shirts.
Well, he'll be Sir Andy Murray then, wouldn't he?
Dunno.
Is he already Sir Andy Murray?
Is he Sir? Yeah.
I only know that because I listened to the radio this morning and it said how Sir Andy Murray has had another baby girl.
Oh, there you go then. That went under my radar.
You're not thinking of that Sir Andy Murray that made Murray Mints, though, are you?
No, Sir Andy Murray, the tennis player. Now
Murray Mints, too good to hurry Mints.
Oh, I do like a Murray Mint.
I like a Murray Mint.
Do you?
Mm. Or a Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like Andy Murray, do you?
Oh, no, I don't.
Why?
Because he's ugly. Sorry, okay. Murray.
Mr. Murray. August. Sewage workers from Thames Water remove a 15-ton bus-sized fatberg thought to be Britain's largest from a sewer beneath London after the mass caused a 95% blockage and threatened to send raw sewage spurting from manhole covers.
What's a fatberg?
Just a blockage of fat. It's actually, they're displaying it now. It's that big. So where people have tipped fat and grease and lard down their plug holes or toilets or whatever they do, it got built up in London to this gigantic size.
How big was it, did it say?
15 tonnes, as big as a bus.
Crying out loud.
You can actually go and see it, allegedly. Do you want to go and see it? Scrape a bit off. September, Gareth Bale joined Real Madrid for a record-breaking €100.8 million.
Okay.
Great player.
From Tottenham.
He was a great player.
Because Tottenham always sell their best players.
Not anymore.
Sorry.
Are we all waving? Let's wave. Microsoft, Bill Gates' company, $72 billion. He can give us all £1 million each.
Sounds like another name for my penis. What? Microsoft. Okay, anyway.
Did your penis purchase Nokia?
No.
For $7.2 billion.
There you go, see?
That's where they get the money from.
Oh, I've got hiccups.
Or they could have given everybody in the world a dollar.
A million.
A dollar.
$1 million.
We don't care.
And Grand Theft Auto becomes the fastest entertainment product to reach $1 billion sales. You a fan of Grand Theft Auto? Do you play games?
No, I used to. I used to love that game.
I can't drive on that
Grand Theft Auto. I'm not any good at driving.
No, October, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire ends after 15 years and presenter Chris Tarrant stepped down from the role as well.
Well, he would do if it
Well,
ends.
Yeah, that's what it said. Okay. And ITV celebrate 25 years of This Morning.
Okay.
Are you a fan of This Morning?
It's all right.
Didn't realise.
Well,
it was
Fern Britton was in it. I like Fern.
Did you? Yeah. I like Holly. I love Holly.
Oh, Holly's nice as well. Yeah.
She's such a babe, isn't she? Just a moment for Holly
and Fern.
Okay. And
oh, stop it!
I didn't. Really
and this will make you even happier. Pancast do their first ever live show at the Vaults for Halloween.
Oh, they did. We did.
We did.
They did, as if it was somebody. Yeah.
We did, and we had songs, Monster Mash. We had a story.
It was a lot of fun, wasn't it? Everybody dressed up.
They did. Oh, it was a lot of fun. Oh. It seems such a long time
ago.
We
need to do one of those again.
We will. We got one up. I've got one up my sleeve.
I bet you have, dirty boy.
November. I'm just going to pick my nose a minute.
Oh, for God's sake.
Doctor Who celebrated its 50th anniversary by airing a special episode called Day of the Doctor. Do you like Doctor Who?
It's all right. No. Why was it so special?
Because it's 50 years. 50th
anniversary. Why was it special? Why was it Day of the Doctor? Spitting everywhere.
Because they had a load of doctors come back for it.
So oh, right. Yeah, yeah,
David
Tennant.
Yeah.
Tom Baker was
Tom Baker.
Back, yeah.
The last living British person to be born in the 1800s died at the age of 113.
Wow.
That's amazing, isn't it?
That's amazing.
113 years on this godforsaken, shitty-ass planet.
Exactly.
Depressed much?
imagine if they wanted the head transplanted, though. They could have lived
you
forever.
You could have an old head on a really young body.
Young body.
That'd be, oh, dear.
Let's not think about that.
And the PS4 is released and sells 1 million units in the first day.
Of course it would.
The PS4 is officially the biggest selling console now.
And so it should be.
December. Andy
Murray.
We're
still not finished yet.
I told you it goes on. I said settle back.
Come on
then. Andy Murray wins Sports Personality of the Year. 81 people were injured when part of the ornate ceiling in London's Apollo Theatre collapsed. And Ofcom reports that a comic relief sketch featuring Rowan Atkinson as a fictional Archbishop of Canterbury is the most complained about TV broadcast of the year.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
The biggest selling song from 2013 was...
Let It Go. Robin has to be.
Williams. No, it wasn't.
Robbie Williams.
No. Robin Thicke.
Oh, of course lines. It was.
I nearly changed that song instead of the thrift shop.
Oh.
Which I did now.
Yeah. Well, let's have the number one song was Eminem of this week in 2013 with Monster. Is it The Monster?
It's time to delve into Kelly's G-spot.
Oh. G-spot time with the one and only gossip queen herself, Kelly.
Mm. Right, so...
Oh!
Oh.
Every time.
Come really early.
I can't help it.
So I said that I'd be back with the celebrities rumoured for I'm a Celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
This could be a bit in. There's quite a few rumoured in. So we've got...
Can you explain to us who they are as
I
well?
I can do that. So we've got singer Conor Maynard's younger brother and YouTube star Jack Maynard. So do you know who Conor Maynard is?
Did he do Wine Gums?
I don't know. No, I shouldn't have mentioned he did.
Name rings... I have no idea. Name rings a bell, but...
He's one of them.
Hang on, so he's a singer, but his brother
is a YouTube star. How naff.
Okay.
So actress Jenny McAlpine from Coronation Street, the one with the bright, fizzy ginger hair.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know the one.
There's a lot of reality TV stars.
There always is.
Reality TV, Georgia Toffolo, Made in Chelsea, and Celebs Go Dating.
Okay.
Never heard of her.
There's a few good ones in there, actually.
Okay.
Actor Jamie Lomas... Also, it was in Hollyoaks and EastEnders, and it was also married to Kim Marsh for 2 years.
Right,
no
okay.
Idea. No, I don't know.
Reality TV Gemma Collins. She tried it once before. She cried.
I was going to say, she was in it before. Yeah.
She went out, she wore a horrible orange dress, and she's going back in to try it again.
And she fell down a hole.
I saw that.
It was funny, wasn't
it? So that first time that she did it, she would have got a fee for doing that, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
I should imagine so.
And then
so.
She left really, really quickly,
yeah,
didn't she?
Because she couldn't handle it.
So she's going in again. So she's going to get another fee.
Probably, yeah, to buy another terrible dress.
Fifi.
I tell you.
Fifi. Car, Fifi.
And then we've got reality TV, Lauren Goodyear of TOWIE.
Who?
Lauren Goodyear.
Never heard of her.
Of TOWIE.
Of TOWIE.
What's TOWIE?
The Only Way is Essex.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought it was The Only Way is Chelsea.
From sport, we've got Ben Cohen, former England rugby star.
Okay. Never heard of him.
Never mind. Singer, Vanessa White, the former Saturdays star.
Never heard of her.
Saturdays?
The Saturdays.
I've heard of the Saturdays.
Okay. Now, weren't the Saturdays...
Before Little Mix.
They were the girls from S Club 8, weren't they? The Saturdays.
God, like you. Sure. You know a bit too much about this.
Was it S Club? No, S Club Juniors they were called, weren't they?
S Club Juniors.
I think the Saturdays were a girl group made up by...
Louis Walsh.
No,
was it?
Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I was wrong.
X Factor.
Okay.
X-Factor. So then singer Frankie Bridge, also former Saturday star, and her husband Wayne Bridge, retired England footballer, was on I'm a Celebrity last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Chelsea.
She was quite hot.
Was she?
Yeah.
Mm.
So then you got sport again, Sam Allardyce.
Oh, big Sam.
No.
No, he's just taken over... Everton, isn't he?
No, he hasn't.
Has he not taken
No, I can't believe that Sam Allardyce is going to go and do that.
He won't do that.
Yeah. Boris Becker?
Okay, I can imagine. Yeah, I can imagine him doing it.
Reality TV star Sandra Martin from Gogglebox.
No. Who's
that? I've watched Gogglebox, but I don't know which one.
She's a coloured lady.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the big woman? She with where's the aeroplane rings?
I don't know. Or is it her friend?
She's a big, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Very short hair. Jamie Carragher.
Carragher,
yeah.
I can't believe that he would do it
Gary
either.
Gary Neville is supposed to be going in. Okay. Only if Jamie can convince him to.
Right, okay. Right. Okay. But then it's the football season and
they're all
they've
pundits,
got a really yeah, they got a really cushy job at Scott. I'd be very surprised if they're in it. So these aren't people that are confirmed, these are rumours. Right, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But most of them are confirmed. So then we've got Koo Stark, who's an actress.
Okay, went out with Prince Andrew.
Yes.
She was a soft porn star.
She was in Star Wars, in the original cut of Star Wars, but she got cut out.
Oh, never heard that.
She was one of Luke Skywalker's friends.
Then you've got reality TV, Johnny Mitchell from Love Island, Mike Thalassistis from Love Island.
No.
Actor Daniel Mays. He was in Star Wars as well.
Daniel Mays.
Oh, I know the one. He's the one who gets shot.
Isn't
spoiler
he,
in Rogue One.
He's in Dad's Army.
Yeah, I can't see him doing
He's in a lot of
he's
stuff.
He's in a lot of films.
Wow. Okay, that'd be interesting.
And then you've got sport. Rebecca Vardy's wife. No, Rebecca Vardy, wife of Jamie Vardy, footballer.
Okay.
Craig Charles.
Oh, he'd be funny.
He'd be somebody that I can imagine could win it.
Yeah.
Craig Charles, and I can imagine him going in. Yeah, okay.
Daniela Armstrong, former TOWIE star.
No.
Ryan Thomas of Emmerdale, whose brothers won it last year, Adam Thomas.
No.
Okay.
No. politics. Ed Balls, former Labour politician.
Ed Balls.
He'd be eating balls on I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah, he would. You know, yeah, balls eating balls.
Yeah, come on, balls, eat those balls.
And that's it for now. Julie Goodyear was meant to be going in, but for some reason this week she's had to pull out.
Yeah, she's not allowed all her fags.
Now, I'm going to be really horrible now. I thought Julie Goodyear had died.
No.
That's Bette Lynch, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought she passed away ages ago.
No, I saw her on telly not so long ago. She still looks like she smokes 20 a day.
Really? She must be in her 70s.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but it's not a real jungle they go in.
It is.
Well, it is.
No,
yes, it is.
It's a set. When you look at the pools they go swimming in, it's a freaking swimming pool. It's so clear and...
It's a real...
Anyway, so... I'm a Celebrity, taking us on to Ant. So Ant McPartlin isn't having a good time at the moment. He's moved out of his marital home.
Oh.
So him and Lisa have separated. He's gone into a rented apartment so that he can reevaluate his marriage to Lisa, who was formerly in the band Juice, a British pop group in the 90s. They've been together for 23 years and he has recently struggled and recovered from addictions and has been home for a month. Seen to be living a separate life, so hopefully this won't be a bit of a setback for him.
No, and it does sound really like sad. When they write it like that, because I did see this article myself, The way they wrote it was that he's recovering from his addictions, and obviously he's still addicted, but he's not taking everything. But stay with his wife, he had to take something. That's the way it read. So right. When he was full of, when he's full of like all his whatever he's taking and high as a kite, he's happy with his wife. Now he's clean. He's like, holy shit, I gotta get out. That's what it felt like when I read it. I thought, that's awful.
Okay.
Oh, so leading on from British pop groups, S Club 7's Hannah Spirit.
Yeah, friend of ours.
Is seen on the set of EastEnders for the first time as Candice Taylor, who is reunited with her sister Karen Taylor, played by Lauren Stanley, in an explosive fashion.
Yeah, she's joined EastEnders.
Has she?
I
can't remember the last time I've seen EastEnders, I have to say.
I can. Lofty was still in it.
Oh, right, okay.
I saw him. Yeah, I've seen him quite often in the Tesco's. Yeah.
If you see him, ask him what he does on a Thursday night. Get him in the shed.
Get him in on a Thursday night.
And then every time he walked in, we go...
So speaking of celebrities with a good paycheck or with far too much money, Stephen Gerrard's in the limelight at the moment because he's been trolled by his fans for splashing out on an 18-carat gold iPad for his 6-year-old daughter's birthday.
That's a waste.
How stupid. Isn't it? How stupid.
I mean, fancy getting your kid an iPad.
Well,
or even,
I mean,
18-carat
how much would that cost? For an 18-carat gold one?
£8,000?
Is it?
Yeah, 10 grand.
That's
probably.
Crazy. But then he's got the money. So.
Well, don't waste it because he might not always have it.
He might not.
You know, look after the pennies and the pounds and look after himself.
Oh, for God's sake.
All right, Shylock.
So last two things. Actor Kevin Spacey is in the news lately, not for good reasons though, sadly. Former news anchor accuses Kevin Spacey of getting her 18-year-old son drunk after grabbing his genitals. She alleges that Spacey brought him drinks before an uninvited move on him, making an uninvited move on him. And she claims that Spacey tried to get her son to leave with him, but that a concerned woman stepped in and told him to run away. Spacey has said that he is seeking evaluation and treatment in light of multiple allegations of sexual misconduct. Then followed by that, Kevin Spacey has been cut from the new Ridley Scott film less than 2 months from release. An unprecedented move for a Hollywood film. Spacey was replaced by actor Christopher Plummer in an upcoming thriller, All the Money in the World. And then followed by that again, Netflix are cutting all ties with Spacey, leaving the hit show House of Cards without a central character.
And also on top of that, though, they did say that they were going to stop House of Cards because
it was gonna finish after season six, but they're not even gonna bother doing season
the next
six.
Two, was it? Yeah.
So it's
and Ridley Scott's film. I mean, it was an Oscar talking role again, and they cut that completely out.
But it's there's a lot more is happening with that. You've seen the Charlie Sheen alleged,
Corey Haim.
With Corey Haim. Who's the director and producer who did Rush Hour?
Brett Ratner.
Brett Ratner has like 10 or 15 women have all come up saying how... I was talking to somebody at work about this today and you sort of think... I mean, I'm a fan of Kevin Spacey. I've liked a lot of his work.
He was a great actor.
But it changes your image of somebody. And at the moment, there hasn't been what I call one of my heroes that has been caught up in this. And I don't know how I would react. Because now I don't care if I ever see a Kevin Spacey... Anything done by Kevin Spacey again. I mean, if it ended up where you sort of like, I opened up my iPad the next day and it says Harrison Ford has been alleged this, I would think, what would I do? Because if it's somebody that is like a big, it's just really hard to think of how you would react because it's abhorrent the way that all of these people have treated people that are lesser, that they think are lesser than them or use their power to... You know, just to do what they've been doing. It's disgusting.
But while this is all happening, I hope it changes Hollywood for the better, you know, makes it more...
Well, it seems to be.
I hope it does, and it, you know, in the sense of making things more equal in the sense, you know, of the way things were and run there. And get rid of some of the casting couch and all of that, which has just been accepted, and it should never have been accepted.
No, but it's easier to say that now, isn't it?
Well, absolutely, but that's what I'm saying. Going forward, I hope... Everything changes. I really hope everything changes.
On a lighter note, did you know that Miley Cyrus is married?
No, she was going out with that Liam Hemsworth, wasn't she?
Well, apparently her and her Australian beau, Liam Hemsworth, who starred as Gail Hawthorne in The Hunger Games, nipped off to Malibu in April and tied the knot.
Well, is that why she sang the song, Malibu? I like that song as well.
Do you?
Yeah, I quite like that Malibu song. Okay. Never thought I'd like a Miley song.
I was just trying to be...
But fancy you knowing that like, she was dating Liam Hemsworth.
Well, because it was...
You are a real gossip column junkie.
It was on
you?
And off. Well, of course I am, because Kells does the gossip.
No, but I let her feed me the gossip, which is great. Well,
you just sat there going, yes, I know this one.
Yeah, yeah, well, it's movie related, isn't it? So yeah. I think we should play the last song.
Let's do it, then.
Hey, Mac, one more. Can we go thrift shopping?
What?
Is that your grandma's coat?
Ah, so there we go. I was just listening to what that end bit was. Sorry. That was me. That was the song.
All right. What are you getting so defensive for?
You were all looking at me.
Because she's normally there on the beat of the finish of the song. And you had to wait.
I wanted to hear
But you waited too long. So unprofessional.
I was hearing what people were saying. Don't ever cut in through a conversation like you did.
Just get on with it.
Get on with what? What are we doing then? We got to close.
That's it. It's the end.
Yeah, we're at the end. Sorry it overran everyone. So, sorry you didn't do anything.
Don't apologize.
That's fine.
They've got an extra 4 minutes.
Yeah, they got an extra four minutes. We're more a bit bang for their buck. One a month.
Say that a bit higher pitched if you
more
can.
More bang for a buck.
Thank you very much for coming in with your G-spot, Kelly.
Yes, it's always great to delve into Kelly's G-spot. That's lovely.
See, that was a sigh of satisfaction. Have you got a good weekend ahead of you? Or
I have. Good. I can't say too much.
No.
It,
okay.
I have, yeah.
Ah, well, have fun, whatever you do. You. You're singing?
I am, but I can't say too much.
Okay.
I just don't want to.
No, that's unusual.
Yeah. Oh. And what are you doing, Neil?
I'm going to be mostly roast dinnering it because I've got Sunday off.
Oh, right.
So I'm actually going to have a proper roast, home cooked roast dinner.
Okay.
Which is the first time in such a long time for me because I work pretty much every Sunday.
Yeah, you do.
So I'm just so looking forward to my roast dinner. I don't know whether it be beef, whether it be lamb.
Whatever bit about all of them.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of cooking. I'm not going out. This is proper home cooked. I'm really looking forward. Yeah, you just take it for granted. I have a roast dinner every weekend.
No, I don't.
Do you not?
I actually quite fancy a roast dinner this weekend.
Although I cooked a roast dinner last weekend, and they were the best roasters I've ever done.
Really?
Oh, they were crunchy on the outside, fluffy and white on the inside.
So you boiled them up, banged the pan,
yeah,
put them in scalding hot fat.
Yeah, they just came out. Ooh, God,
oh, no. I don't like Marmite, but I do like just a dabbing of Marmite. In on my roast potatoes.
How?
How? How'd you do
so
that?
If you just put like not even a like half a teaspoon in the fat.
Oh right, okay.
And just it on. Then when you put your potatoes in, it coats it. It just gives it that slight edge. Try it on one. If you don't, you chuck it in the bin.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah.
Do you like Marmite though?
No, I don't.
Well, don't try it then.
I don't like Marmite. I like. Right. I do like that.
I like Marmite crisps. But I don't like Marmite because I like to get the crisps, lick my fingers, and then rub the crisps all over my fingers, and then eat the crisps, and then at the end you have all the Marmite stuff caked on your fingers, and then
and then
lick
you rub your eye,
yeah, and then you lick your fingers.
But you don't like Marmite?
No, I don't.
Do you eat Twiglets?
No, horrible.
I like Twiglets. I love Twiglets.
I like Twiglets.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to my roast.
Okay,
I'm hungry now.
Anyway, so thank you very much, everyone, for watching. Thank you very much, pal.
Thank you, Neil. It's been
always
a pleasure.
It's always been fun. Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, thank you.
It's always
thank
a
you,
pleasure
Kels.
Having you in here.
Aww.
And thank you very much, everybody, watching. I got a little thing to play you out on. Here we go.
Jump in, we'll take you for a spinner, show you round the wheelie world. It's fun to come along and take a look at Wheelie World. You'll be surprised at the good it feels to zoom around on the young wheel so merrily. A whoopee! You don't need a ticket, but we'll take you round for free. And if you see no witch Vanilla, don't be worried, for there's no cause for alarm. Cause we've got Chosen, who's the dragon, he will keep you free from harm. It's fun at any time of year, so put your wheel in second gear and then hold tight. All right, we'll show you all the sights of Wheelie World.
I need your toy!
Hi, I'm Pavo.
And I'm Neil.
And we're in the cockpit of the That's No Moon podcast.
And we're flying from a galaxy far, far away to bring you the hottest, the latest Star Wars weekly news.
Hotter than the two suns of Tatooine.
Every Wednesday, we'll bring you the up-to-the-minute news.
And rumours and gossip from everything going on in the Star Wars universe.
With special episodes including movie commentaries and trailer breakdowns.
So, if you're looking for the best Star Wars podcast
to listen to while sat on the toilet having a poo,
or relaxing, drinking a nice glass of Qui-Gon gin and tonic,
visit our website, pancast.co.uk. Download them from Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or other podcast apps.
That's No Moon.
It's a podcast.